Before we begin, a note from the creators of Dispatches of Disassociation. Listeners, it's been our pleasure to bring you the first season of Dispatches. Your support and encouragement, whether it be in person or on the socials, has been overwhelming and, quite frankly, humbling. I personally would like to thank Kristen for the idea and for letting me become as involved in it as I have. If you haven't already, please recommend the show to your friends. Drop us a rating and review at Apple Podcasts and or Podchaser. And most importantly, stay tuned. We'll be back soon with Season 2. It only gets better and crazier. Thanks.
Lila, this is Jimmy.
Are we really doing this fucking shit again? Yeah, I know it's you, Jimmy Jams. What time are you coming by tonight? Also, you left your chones here the other night, so I took the liberty washing them. You could thank me later.
Keep them shit. Listen up. Carlotta found your panties in my truck. I tried to play it off like they must have fallen out when she went to the laundromat.
You dumbass. I'm like half her size.
Knock that shit off. I'm busted. She don't use my truck for the laundromat. She ain't never been to no Victoria's Secret. She smelled them, and they didn't smell like dirty dishwater. I'm fucked. We gotta play it cool for a while, girl. I can't be coming over there.
Fuck that shit. You've been here almost every weekend for a month. So now you're fucking dumping me on account of some chonies?
How am I dumping you? We weren't ever shit, but...
You cried after we did it every time and told me you loved me.
Bullshit. I did not.
Jameson, you cried.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I gotta go. She went to the stove for a bit, but she gonna be back any minute. I'll call you if I hear anything about Wade or something.
Jimmy.
Shit. Goodbye, Lila.
In the summer of the year 2020, things were heated. Excuse my pun. Unrest still stretched the land. The summer months made people eager to get out and live their best lives. All the while, the coronavirus pandemic only grew worse. Wearing a mask became a major cultural issue, for which some would simply not budge. Debates grew larger about whether children would return to school, and, as was the case for the months before and after, uncertainty was the widespread feeling. Amongst the chaos and the upheaval, our beloved Bonnie has taken up a new daily ritual, one that is just for her, and one that helps our story quite a bit, as it turns out. She sits down once again to write to her little sprout, when suddenly she is interrupted by a visitor.
July 4th, 2020. Dear Sprout, ugh. Jesus Christ, my feet are swollen and I got some asshole in my... Hold on a minute! What the hell are you doing here? I told you it was over.
We need to talk.
You're goddamn right we do.
Bonnie, I have a...
What the fuck are you
never
doing?
Met
Get up,
anyone
don't you dare kneel down, I swear to God.
Who has taken root so completely in my soul.
Oh my God, get your hands
Bonnie,
off my stomach.
You...
Are you...
What did I do? Understand anything anymore. Come on, Luke. I swear, Luke, you're a goddamn ignorant ninny. You don't have a clue what you're doing. You should look up how to win a girl or something. YouTube's got a video for everything.
Hey, brother, listen up. Got woman trouble? Don't be wussy about it. Admit it. You clicked on a video called Romance Got Nothing on PDE. I'm 512 Diesel Bro, and I'm gonna lay down the truth about laying the pipe and keeping your woman in line. It's simple. You take what you want. Woman, they don't know what they want. They say they want equality, but deep down, all they want is a man to claim them. They want a caveman. Ooh! What did cavemen do? Well, you can't do what a caveman would do because it's a felony now. So you have to wear them down until you get her. And you don't want to know, do you? Do you? Lesson one, the art of negging.
I can do that. Hell, if I could come out of that fracas Sunday night with a scratch and a headache, I could sure as hell take what I want. And I want Bonnie. I want you, Bonnie. Bonnie, I want you. Bonnie, you're mine.
What?
I want you, Bonnie. I'm gonna take you down to the courthouse and make you my wife.
I'd like to fucking see you try.
What the fuck? Well, that was stupid. I just don't understand. What am I supposed to do? You're the dumbest motherfucker on the planet, Luke. No wonder she won't have you. You're gonna die cold and alone, just like Miss Devereaux. Let's try one more. How to make a woman, M-A-N, love you.
Hello and welcome to Dr. Rudolph's home. Please, sit down and tell me how I can help.
Oh, you want to make a woman love you? First, you must understand, you cannot make someone love you. The key to finding your place in a woman's life is to show your innermost self.
Innermost self?
Reveal your deepest and darkest secrets.
Deepest, darkest secrets? Shit, I couldn't possibly.
Open a window to your soul, just for her.
Tell her about.
But most importantly, make her understand that she is the only one with access to this place. That this window is a door, and this door is hers, and hers alone. Give of yourself. If you expect this woman, you
can't tell her about
to give of herself
contract
to you.
Work. Since that falls under numerous regulations,
and I'd end up...
Seek
the path to a woman's heart by buying my book, The Path to a Woman's Heart.
You're doomed to be alone, boy.
Buying my book,
just like Miss
Devereaux.
The Path
to a Woman's Heart at a special price of $14.
I suppose I could give her most of the truth of baby boy 75-074. Do I dare?
Dare to win the woman of your dreams. Dare to grab the future. By giving her your past.
Bonnie. You don't need to open the door yet. Just listen. I want to tell you a story. My name isn't Lucas Vance Beauregard McCoy. That's just a name I adopted in honor of my most favorite television series from when I was a child. Well, the Lucas part is near enough to my real name. See, I was named Luke at the orphanage. Jesus, this is hard. I should start at the beginning. I was born to an inmate of the South Carolina Women's Correctional Institution sometime in summer 1975. As soon as I was born, I was taken away to an orphanage and put up for adoption. The story I was told, well, it didn't shine the most flattering light on the woman who is my mother. So when I was ready to face my history, I requested all of the records regarding my time at the orphanage, and as fate would have it, my file only went back to when I was 7. It was the last time a family attempted to foster me with the intent to adopt. On this form, There's a block titled Reason for Return. Like I was some piece of merchandise or something at a fucking Walmart. Anyway, the reason listed was unchristian heart, as if that explains anything at all. And I still don't know what the fuck it means. Everything after that, though, is simple routine medical checkups and school attendance and performance and the like, right up to the day I turned 18. One of the caretakers there said to me, Luke, there are 3 paths you can take once you walk out of those gates. The first one leads to a life of crime. The second to a meaningless life of mediocrity. The third, though, if you work hard and give it your all every day, the third path will lead you to great things. Now, we can't afford to send you to a college, but if you enlist in the service, they'll pay your way to college. And from there, Luke, from there, the world is yours for the taking. Bonnie, I swear it was the only thing I took away from that place. Well, that and my love of books. See, that woman was Miss Devereaux. I kept in touch with her all through my Navy years, and once I got out, I went to college exactly as she suggested. She was going to be there for my graduation, but she died. She died the evening before the ceremony. She was found in her home, surrounded by cats. Newspaper clippings of world events she thought were the signs of a coming apocalypse or proof of some kind of worldwide cabal bent on controlling the population. Jesus, Bonnie, it sounds so stupid now. When the sheriff's department contacted me to ID her, they said she was found seated in her living room, a TV tray in front of her with a dozen or so cans of tuna opened and emptied. And oh, Bonnie, she was the only woman who put any effort into raising me to be more than a number. More than abandoned baby number 75-074. It took me more than 3 months to clean out her place. I tell you, that lady bought into every fucking conspiracy you've ever heard of, and some that I'm pretty sure she created herself. But I loved her, I suppose. I'm sure she loved me. I was on my way out of town. The house cleared of trash. The cats all adopted out or surrendered to animal control. It's regrettable, but what was I to do? Anyway, there I am in my truck driving along. 4 years of the Navy, a college degree, and no real clue as to what to do when the radio station cuts to breaking news. I'll never forget that moment I heard the reporter describing the plane hitting the first tower and the utter terror that entered her voice as the second plane came into view. Tears welled in my eyes, Bonnie. I pulled over on the shoulder and I just sat there, anger welling up inside, my hands clenched around the steering wheel. Bonnie, I was so mad. And I looked down at the seat next to me, to the box of things I kept from Miss Devereaux's house. There was a newspaper clipping of my boot camp graduation announcement and a stack of her notebooks that I planned to read through. So many goddamn notes. Random things, too. Aliens. Tunnels under the Denver airport. Bill Cooper's fucking book, for God's sake. Anyway. Oh, Jesus. The point is, I sat there and I realized something. I needed to be back in the service of this country. I needed to do my part. So I called a couple folks I'd met during my time in the Navy and was ultimately put in touch with the people I work for now. And that brings us to the past couple months. You have to know by now that I suffer from certain maladies. I have to have a plan. And once I get a plan drafted, I have to see it through or it causes severe anxiety. Add to that the special circumstances of my job and the added complexities of travel regarding that job. And it took me forever to get the property I bought here up to a standard that I find acceptable and welcoming for you. Look, Bonnie, I assume that baby you're carrying is ours together. But even if there's a chance she's anyone else's, I don't care. I want to give that baby the childhood I never had. I want to spend my life with you. I came here with the express purpose of proposing marriage. And I know it feels like forever since that first date, our first night, our first time. But it's the only thing that has gotten me through the past 110 days.
All right. I'll marry you. This is stupid and reckless, but I don't really care. One condition. Promise me no matter what, you'll never, ever lie to me again. About anything. And I promise I'll keep your secrets, no matter what, so long as me and your son are safe.
Well, one big box down. At least a few more to go, I think. I mean, who knows what kind of secrets could be hiding around here, though. You said the answer would be in the boxes. Mom, who killed you? Why'd you make it so hard to find any answers in here? Why not just make it clear? All these boxes, emails, notes, voice memos, phone and text records, DVDs, for Christ's sake. I mean, what else is around here? 8 tracks? Cassettes? Vinyls with some confessions of God knows what? Just, why keep this all from me all these years? What was it all for? And still, after all this, it feels like I've barely scratched the surface. Jeez, no. Look, nobody wants to hear all this sappy stuff from me. I should wrap this up. Be back later to keep searching for whatever's still in here.
Goodbye, Faye Dunlavey.
All right. George West, Texas. What's a good Texas name? Loretta. Loretta. All right, Loretta, what's your last name? East. We're heading east, man. Loretta Eastman. Bingo. How do you sound, Loretta? Well, hi there. Well, hi there.
Well, hi there.
Well, hi there. I'm Loretta Eastman. You want some sweet tea, sugar? Ugh, I have to work on that. Yes, hi. I'm moving to Bexar County, and I'm looking for a realtor to show me some properties, preferably in the George West area. Yes, my son and his wife are nearby, and I really want to find a place that can comfortably accommodate all of us. Great. I should be in the area by Monday. If you could have some properties lined up for me then. Wonderful. Thank you, darling. See you then. Jesus Christ, I hate the South.
Dispatches of Disassociation can be found on Twitter at @DDisassociation. Follow along to get the latest updates from the show and notifications when a new episode drops. Make sure to subscribe to the show and leave a generous rating and review. Thank you for your listening. Until next time.
All right. So, plus is positive. Minus means negative, so it's a plus. That's a good thing, right? It's positive that I'm not pregnant. Yay, you're not pregnant. You don't have a baby. Wait, why the fuck did I buy one of these goddamn dollar store tests? Oh, fuck. Let me just Google this shit. Okay. Some tests may show the results with a plus or minus symbol. Okay, got that part. A negative symbol means you're not pregnant, but if you see another line cross the negative line to form a plus sign, that means you're... What the fuck?